From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump in China held a joint press briefing with Chinese President Xi Jinping, in which Mr. Trump pressed Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
Today, President Xi, we discussed our mutual commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. We agreed not to replicate failed approaches of the past, and there were many. We agreed on the need to fully implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea and to increase economic pressure until North Korea abandons its reckless and dangerous path.
The talks between Mr. Trump and Xi also dealt with trade. President Trump suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday when Democrats swept easy victories in governor's races in the states of Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections, when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that shows that anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to the polls. The president's administration announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security services, and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. State Department released at least 83 hotels and other businesses that are associated with Cuba's military.